I am Penelope, the middle-aged woman introduced herself, coming into a comfortable room where the others had left Catti Bree, bidding her to be at ease. Catti Bree started to rise from her chair, but the older woman waved at her to remain seated and took the seat opposite. Catti Bree started to respond. But she had to pause and laugh at herself, for what should have been a simple greeting apparently was not. To use her real name would be to open potential questions much larger than her arrival here at the Ivy Mansion, and to use her design name might well make it easier for Lady Athelier to regain her trail. Delly, she replied with an inviting smile, borrowing another name from her distant past. Delly Curti. Well met, then. Ka-ru Delly. Penelope Harple replied, smiling knowingly. Delly Curti, Catti Bree said flatly. And what brings Delly Curti to Long Saddle, pray tell? Your display of magic this night, mostly. I was on the road and noted it, and since I, too, am practiced in the art. Then you already knew of Long Saddle, no doubt, and needed no fire and lightning display to lure you here. Catti Bree stared hard at the woman, who returned the look. She started to concoct some explanation, but realized that she was only digging herself deeper with her lies, beneath the careful gaze of Penelope. These were the Harples, Catti Bree reminded herself, goodly folk, if quite eccentric. Ever had the Harples been allies of the Companions of the Hall, and of Mithril Hall. Indeed, they had come running to Brunner's aid when the Drow had invaded the dwarf tunnels. I was bound for the coast, Catti Bree said, but recent events slowed me and perplexed me, I admit. Do go on. Changes, Catti Bree replied. With magic. She shrugged and threw in her chips, once again pulling up the sleeves of her robe to reveal her two spell scars, now seeming as different colored tattoos. Penelope's eyes narrowed as she stared at the woman's marked forearms, and she leaned out of her seat and moved closer, even reaching down to turn Catti Bree's arm a bit to get a better look at the seven-pointed star on the left arm. "What artist did this?" Penelope asked. "No artist." Penelope looked her in the eye once more. "They are spell scars?" "Or were?" Penelope stood straight and glanced around. She moved to the door and closed it, then walked back to stand before Catti Bree. She hiked up her robe and turned sideways, revealing a marking on her left hip, a blob of brown and blue discolored skin.
"Would that my own had taken on a more attractive appearance, as have yours," she said. "You did nothing to touch up the scar."
"It only just happened when I was alone on the road."
"And what were you doing alone on the road?"
"Heading for the coast, as I told you."
"These are dangerous lands for anyone to be traveling alone, even a mage."
"I was flying," Catti Bree admitted. "Through the power of the scars, I was flying as a bird, and then I was falling."
Penelope sucked in her breath.
"What is happening?" Catti Bree asked.
"Are you going to tell me your real name, Delly Curti?"
"You would not believe me, so no, not yet. In time, perhaps, when we have both come to a place of greater trust."
Penelope walked around her chair.
"You mentioned the Bitter Dews, I am told."
"Bitter Dew," Catti Bree corrected.
"A Bitter Dew, then."
"Which?"
Catti Bree gave a confused little laugh.
"Bitter Dew," she replied. "Bitter Dew Harple."
"There is no Bitter Dew Harple."
"There was."
"And what are Bitter Dews, then?"
"Bitter Dew has been dead for a century," Penelope answered.
"His legacy lives on in the forest around Long Saddle."
Catti Bree thought about that for a few moments.
"Werewolves," she whispered.
"Yes, the Bitter Dews, we call them. The townsfolk are quite afraid of them, but in truth, they guard the town and do us no harm. I'm surprised that you were not confronted on the road, coming in at night so suspiciously as you were. But then perhaps the Bitterdews were enjoying our celebration.
It was quite extraordinary, Catty Bree agreed.
An extraordinary display for exciting times, Penelope admitted. Strange things have been happening all across the Ivy Mansion.
Catty Bree laughed at that understatement.
The reputation of the Harples precedes you, good lady.
Penelope paused, as if to consider her reply, then couldn't suppress her own grin.
Yes, I expect it does. A well-earned reputation.
She sat in a chair again, her expression growing serious.
How could you know of Bitterdew Harple? And you mentioned another at the gate.
Harkle.
How could you know of Harkle?
I was raised in Mithril Hall.
Penelope sat up straight and took note.
Raised among the battle-hammered dwarves?
And you learned the ways of magic?
I am fairly trained, said Catty Bree.
No archmage, certainly.
I saw your fireball, Penelope replied.
You favor evocation?
I like blowing things up,
Catty Bree said with a wry grin.
Spoken like a Harple.
I like blowing things up when I'm not standing next to those things I blow up,
Catty Bree clarified, and Penelope laughed aloud and slapped her knee.
Maybe not a true Harple, then, she replied. Tell me, have you any other spells in your repertoire this day?
Catty Bree thought for a moment, then nodded.
A fan of flames, she said, tapping her thumbs together and waggling her fingers.
Penelope looked around, then motioned for Catty Bree to follow her to a clear spot in the room, where she might enact burning hands without setting the place on fire.
One moment, the older woman said, then left the room, returning a short time later with two others, a man around the same age as Penelope and one much older. My husband, Dowell, and Kipper Harple, the oldest of the clan.
Both nodded cordially, and Dowell unrolled a parchment, holding it up before Kipper with a nod to Penelope. Penelope motioned to the empty space before Catty Bree and bade her,
"Please, proceed with your spell."
Catty Bree lifted her hands and began the incantation.
"Louder, please, dear child," Kipper requested.
Catty Bree cleared her throat and went at it again, and a few moments later, a fan of flame spread out from her fingers, a solid Weomer, if not overpowering.